The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 12th of February, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. All right, so it was a fact. We're going to be getting new iPhones this year. We all know that. So the main thing is, what are we going to get that's new? And what we're hearing is nothing. Yeah, there's going to be pretty much no major changes for the iPhone or even the iPad mini we've been hearing about. And you were thinking, well, surely they'll change something. Maybe the lightning port they'll finally get rid of? No. Yes, the most major disappointment to all of us, I'm sure, that are iPhone users, the lightning port will stay, meaning no USB-C support. Oh, and also that 5-watt USB charger you get right now too, that's staying too. So you're gonna need to buy a separate USB-C to Lightning cable, and of course that power brick too that supports USB-C, on top of that $1,000 price tag you just paid for a phone. Sorry to deliver bad news to you, but hey, at least it's Tuesday. We know the Mobile World Congress is coming up pretty soon, and although all the rage is about the Samsung folding phone that they won't let us forget about, OnePlus actually has something in store for us as well. Apparently, they're going to be showing off a 5G prototype. And when they mean show off, it looks like you're going to be getting hands-on. They'll be showing possibilities for 5G gaming, of course, download speeds, all that you can imagine with 5G connectivity. Now, when we mean prototype, that means no price tag. More than likely, OnePlus is going to show this thing off to see how everyone reacts to it. And if all goes well, then I'm sure we'll see one a few months later that goes into production. All in all, we don't have to wait much longer. It should be showing up between the 25th of February and the 28th. And finally, yeah, I'm sorry, listeners, it's another slow news day. You know, Amazon, they're everywhere. Hell, they're in our homes. We can let them inside, drop off a package, and hope they don't steal anything. Well, now they're in our homes again, this time 24/7, thanks to them buying Eero. Those of you not familiar with that, that's a Wi-Fi company. They have acquired the maker of mesh home routers from Eero. What would be the point of this? Well, according to Amazon, to help customers better connect smart home devices. I'm sure it's a little bit more than that. Probably has a lot to do with Alexa compatible gadgets too. Yeah, I'm thinking that. Meaning that once Amazon controls the router technology, well, hell, they control your home. Let that sink in a little bit. Now, Eero has those whole big smart mesh router setups. You know, that simplifies your life for the dead spaces where Wi-Fi just sucks in your house. Well, this will help you place that. Amazon's thinking, well, this is a good idea. We should buy into it. Now, we don't really know how much they actually bought the company for, and they haven't really said what the path is they're going to take with the company. If it's going to be rebranded or they're going to keep the name or what. Those of you familiar with Eero might remember they have a paid $99 a year service called Eero Plus. Apparently that gives users the security and also parental controls far beyond what the box actually does just, you know, when you purchase it. So $99 a year that. Any bets Amazon might bundle that with Prime? Oh, we'll have to wait to see what Amazon does. I'm just waiting for Amazon to buy, I don't know, some bed company or something, so they know exactly when we're sleeping and when we're buying. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website. That's where you can find all of our podcasts over there. You can subscribe to them there. You can also find us on iTunes as well. Also, give us a like, give us a follow on Facebook at British Tech Network. Find us on Twitter at British Tech. And, of course, join us in our BTN community, because that is where the fun is. And we'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us right now, britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. I sure hope there's more than there was today and even yesterday. I'll do my best. But until then, have a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.